93.9 WKYS, Kelson the Urban Informer.
It's Jaleesa.
For our next new interview, for next, got Def Jam's very own Mr. B. Smith.
Ah, what's up, man?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Good seeing you again.
You too, brother.
Last time we saw you was in December, I think, around the holiday time for our big Radio 1 event.
Okay, out here. Yeah, yes, sir.
So welcome back.
Yes. Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem.
To the
got
city.
The song with 2 Chainz.
Yep.
Blowing
Let
up
go.
Right now.
Let go.
Right.
So how was it like working with 2 Chainz? I mean, he's a very big artist. You're an up and coming artist. What was that experience like?
Well, it was cool. I can't really like say like much about it because, you know, we didn't really get a chance to kick it until we shot the video. So,
okay.
But you know, he was real professional, mad cool and everything, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to 2 Chainz.
Now, since you are an up and coming artist, you know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are as an artist? And,
okay.
You know?
Well, my name is B. Smith. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Newest signee to Motown. It's like Motown and Def Jam are like one big family. So that's what that is. Yeah, so I'm singing, dancing, the whole nine. Hopefully bringing some slow singing R&B back. So
since you sing and dance, probably can say you definitely watch Usher as he came
back. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and the Chris Brown.
Yeah, Usher, Chris Brown. And some of the oldies too, the greats, like Michael Jackson, James Brown, right, Bobby Brown.
So who can sing better? Joker.
Now, speaking of singing, you started out with YouTube covers. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay.
Or, you know, like your videos and what songs you would cover and how you decided to make that decision.
Okay, well, I would do a cover song like every week, and whatever the hottest song was at the time, because you know YouTube is all about like traffic. So, whatever the top song was at the time, or I would get like requests like in my inbox, people would ask me to sing this song, and from there I would post it, upload it. I'll be right in my living room. Sorry about that, and singing right on my webcam, and you know what I'm saying, and it was crazy that to get a great response. Because I ended up covering Miguel's Sure Thing, and World Star picked it up as like singing talent of the week. So
wow,
that was pretty dope. So
it's kind of like you're like the male Dondra, because she did the same thing. I did the video.
Yeah. She's from Atlanta, right? Yeah. Okay.
So like with your covers, like did you meet Miguel or have you met Miguel?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I met him like 100 times already.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's
so
mad cool.
You,
that's like that's like my big
cover?
Bro. When I saw, the first time I actually met him, we played the cover for him. He was like, yeah, you got mad, like, charisma and, like, real, like, mad spunk on, you know, over the camera and, you know, in real life. Because, you know what I'm saying, that is something that you do need, you know. Personality is definitely key. Yeah.
But that's awesome, though. So, like, when did you realize that you, I guess you can say, like, made it? Or what was that, like, aha moment? Like, oh, I'm really here. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm B. Smith. I'm a singer now. I'm an artist.
I would probably say the first time it was on iTunes. Like, I almost teared up, too. Like, I bought the song, and I was like, yo, that's my face right there.
On the little,
yeah.
Right. That's
yeah,
awesome,
so that
though.
Was pretty dope.
What's been the hardest thing for you since becoming B. Smith?
Finding time for sleep. Yeah,
I
know.
Brian,
I know everybody got time for that, but you know, but you know, sometimes it is important to get, you know, your rest at times, you know. So, and shout out to Neo, he did give me some advice by saying, you know,
super cool,
like there is, you know, you can't say no sometimes. You don't always have to go to this after party or kick it over here or parlay over here. Sometimes you can't say, you know, no and actually go home and get your sleep.
But, you know, I will say this. Neo can, but you just get in again. You got to put that work in.
Yeah, I know. I'm all ready for that. You know, I'm definitely a hard worker. Like I was taking a nap before I got here. So,
okay.
I'm definitely excited about, you know, my schedule being so packed. And because last year I was at home, like watching everybody else do this. So
you
should have
slept in.
Yeah. But no, it's a blessing, you know, and it's you know, finding time to, you know, speak to my mom or my family or, you know, certain friends, you know, but I'm definitely getting used to it. I'm definitely excited.
What about the ladies? Are they throwing the
panties
at you?
Yes.
My God. No panties yet, but... But nah, the ladies are treating me very well, you know what I'm saying? The fans are, you know, a lot of people are starting to cry now. I'm like, oh my gosh, don't cry. But, you know, it's all good. You know, it's like surreal because, like I said, last year I was watching other cats, you know, get this type of attention. And for me to be here, you know, like just a year later, it's like it's pretty crazy.
Now the songs that you covered, are those artists that you look up to, or you know, who do you look up to as far as, you know, other artists?
I'll definitely say Michael Jackson, Usher, you know, James Brown, Chris Brown as well. I definitely some of the songs that I've covered, you know, those guys definitely influenced me to be doing what I'm doing today. You know, like Trey Songz, you know, shout out to him as well. That's like the homie.
I saw the Love Faces.
Yeah. I actually just did some shows opening up for him and Miguel. We closed 2012.
On the Channel 5 tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, so shout out to them. Yeah, those are like my bros.
Who have you met so far that you like this? Oh my gosh, that's so and so. That's Rosé.
Oh, okay, that, you know,
okay. That made you starstruck.
Right.
You don't gotta say mix them here. You know. Okay.
I don't think I've been starstruck yet, but good I have. Boy. I don't
Nobody.
Think I have, but
Nobody.
I have been in the room, the same room as like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I was like,
you haven't starstruck.
I didn't get a chance to like walk up on them, like, cause they're like all the way over there. I was like,
I'm
like, that's what,
it was just them three.
And they got, he had some like big old security with like some earpieces. And I was like, man, is this the president?
He's coming towards you. Watch out. So getting on Let Go in the dancing. Now in the last part, it was kind of like a little dubstep type of feel. Do you like with the popping stuff like that? Do you get into that a lot?
Definitely. I was a popper first. But like once I got signed, they had me doing like choreography and stuff like that. But definitely popping was my first, you know, avenue into dance.
So the rehearsals, like, is it, like, how strenuous are they?
Oh, they're very intense. Like, before we shot Let Go, we was doing, like, 6-7 hours a day. It was like 100, like, 10, 15 dudes in, like, one room, like, just going off. So, it was dope.
So, the single was on your debut album.
Mm-hmm.
What's some, I guess, some details about that? What can we expect from you? How can we get to know B. Smith, like, through your music? What are you trying to get across in your music?
Well, I'm definitely trying to speak for my generation. You know, the youth is definitely important, and I definitely want to be a voice for them. And because I feel like it hasn't been, you know, a new young, you know, R&B guy for a while.
Probably since Chris.
Yeah. So I think it's one long overdue. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely here to, you know, definitely speak for my youth, but also everybody in general, because we go through the same things, and a lot of people we do have the same problems. You know what I'm saying? And
what is B. Smith passionate about?
I'm passionate about my craft, making sure that I can be the best artist, you know, on stage and off stage. I just turned 20, so I'm coming into my own as a man. As a man.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You. So, yeah, I'm just trying to be the best.
Stadium.
You know, I'm just trying to be the best man and artist and, you know, that I can be. You know, just trying to get better every day.
And getting back to the album, when can we expect it to drop and stuff like that? Tell me about the album.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can be expecting like more dope songs. We got like a lot of dope songs. We're actually going through it right now, trying to pick which ones are going to be, you know, on the album. So, you can be expecting like dope vibes, good music, good singing, good beats, like good topics, and just a great body of work. And you guys should definitely be expecting it like this year. We don't have a date set yet, but definitely this year.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, like, can you tell us anyone that you've worked with?
Besides,
or is it
2 Chainz?
Yeah, besides 2 Chainz.
As far as features?
Yeah.
He's the only feature right now, but okay. I probably want to do maybe one or two more.
Okay.
Not too much.
Or, like, what artists right now who would you like to work with that you haven't?
Yeah. Okay. I would say Kendrick Lamar is dope. I'll definitely
Kendrick
do a song with him.
Number one, MC.
Yeah. He was number one?
Yeah.
He was the number one.
Oh, shout out to him, man. He's doing his thing. Like, yeah.
Him
okay.
and 2 Chainz are number one, and 2 Chainz is number two.
Okay. Chainz. That's what's up, too. But yeah, maybe Future.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can get Beyonce on the song.
You was getting to speak to her.
You really
starstruck. Mike is large.
Okay.
Okay. But that's awesome though. So like, I guess, you know, you said that last year you were sitting at home watching TV. Did you see yourself here right now? I mean, did you think it would happen this fast?
I didn't think it would happen this fast, but I knew it would happen. Like I used to watch like people's like stories just to get like inspiration from, and they would always say, you know, once Because, you know, even in school, they tell you once you put your mind to something, you can, you will achieve it. And my mind was just set that this was going to happen for me, and I was going to do whatever it took. You know, whether I couldn't, I wasn't going to sleep, or taking 5-6 different dance classes, or whatever it took. So I pretty much knew I was going to be here someday.
That's awesome.
So I just want to tell you, whatever it is, don't give up. Yeah. Like, if you believe in it, keep on doing it. If you, if they won't give you a way, you make a way.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. Thank you, man.
No problem.
Absolutely.
So what's your Twitter and Facebook so fans can hit you up, know more about Mr. B. Smith?
Okay, okay. Well, what up? What up, y'all?
Girls now.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at The Real B. Smith. That's T-H-E-R-E-A-L-B-S-M-Y-T-H. Also, Facebook.com/B Smith Music. Singles on iTunes. Go cop it. It's called Let Go, featuring the homie 2 Chainz. Videos on 106 in Park. Make sure you guys vote. And get at me.
You forgot your MySpace and Black Planet. I'm
joking. Oh, this man. All right.
This is a mess. No MySpace, no Black Planet.
B. Smith hanging out on 93.9 WKYS.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.